Okay, hi guys. My name's Shannon Beveridge. Welcome back to my podcast. Kind of crazy that I've been saying okay, hi guys on my channel for 10 years and like 95% of my following is women. I could say hey girls. Hi. Okay, hi girls. Anyway, I have recently been saying hi y'all and using y'all much more frequently because it's so gender inclusive. It's kind of awesome. So life hack, if you're looking to be more inclusive in your language, you can say y'all. But I guess it makes more sense for me because I am from Texas. So it's appropriate. It doesn't come out of nowhere. The y'all makes sense. Anyway, if you're watching this, then you can obviously see I am not in my room. I am not in Los Angeles. I am in Toronto visiting my best friend, Vanessa. She's here right now with our other friends, Shannon Burns and Katya Temkin. And I'm sure they can hear me right now, which is stressing me out. But they're being respectful if they are in there, if they're listening. They're not saying anything. Anyway, last week I did a really quick intro joking about how someone gave me feedback from my Rose and Rosie episode that the intro was too long. So then I did a really short one and then everyone was like, no, we love the intro. We love a long intro. So now I guess I'm talking more. But anyway, quick mental health check-in. It's getting a little boring because I've been like, I'm good every time. I am good. I'm happy, feeling great. I didn't have therapy this week because Hillary needed a break from it. No, I'm kidding. I just was on this trip, so we took a week off. So I'll be back to therapy next week. I think if I'm feeling anything mental health wise recently, I'm feeling like self-conscious for some reason. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if it's because I'm posting so much and like editing myself so much that I'm thinking about myself too much. It's hard to explain, but I guess, I don't know, something I've recently been feeling is just really self-conscious. Oh, look at my pinky nail. If you're watching, it's painted because I painted cat's nails at the restaurant we were just at. Anyway, how are you guys doing? I don't know why that happens to me every once in a while, the self-conscious thing. It's been a thing. I've had this happen before, and I don't know if it's because of being perceived more or if it's also just like sometimes just like the cycle of my period will make me really self-conscious. So if you can relate, hey there. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm really excited for this guest today. Sick to have someone from the UK on the podcast and in real life. So that was so fun. Love a good accent. I really, really love Madeline RG. If you don't know her, she has a podcast, which is great. And she's also so funny on TikTok. I love her TikToks. So if you haven't seen, definitely check it out. She does like amazing story time little videos and her stories are ridiculous. Like I can't believe her life is real, but it's real. And she's such a sweetie and we had such a good time. So I hope you like this episode. What else did I want to say? Oh, I also have one question for everyone. Well, not everyone. Well, yeah, everyone. Where do you clip your nails? Because I do it sitting backwards on the toilet and I've always done that. And I need to know if that is a gay thing, if it's a universal thing. Where do you guys do it? Please let me know. Okay. Anyway, enjoy this episode. I hope you guys love it and I love you. Okay, bye. Yay. Okay, podcasts are so awkward. I'm like, I ask people to ask me questions to ask you, and then everyone's like, how do you guys meet each other? And I'm like, we're about to. Like, it's about to happen right now, and then we'll start recording, which is like crazy.
I like it. I think it's a good way to do it.
Okay, you're confident. Got it. I'm like, I can do this. Okay.
Okay.
What's your podcast called?
Pretty Lonesome.
Pretty Lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is this?
Mm-hmm.
That's sick. Thanks. Okay, hi guys, my name is Shannon Beveridge. I'm the host of X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. And today, all the way from the UK, we have Madeline RG. I wanted to say RG, but
I know, no. I heard that nearly come out your mouth.
I thought about it, but no. You may know her from TikTok or her own podcast, Pretty Lonesome. And I'm so happy that she's in LA so we could do this podcast together. I DM'd you and I thought we weren't going to do it.
Because I didn't get back to you.
I was like, okay, I swing and a miss, but then I replied
and I was like so excited, and I was like, I'm gonna get back to you with a response in the morning, and then
I was like, okay,
that is just how I behave.
No, and I behave the same way. I honestly was like, got nervous too, and then I was like, well, I was confident when I DM'd you. I was like, I can do that for sure. I can talk to a stranger. And I was like, what if I can't?
So, well, you can. I was so excited when I got that DM.
Oh, that's so nice. The first time I ever like found out who you were is when you were joking about dressing like me, like my Tumblr.
Oh my god! Someone I'm gonna sent have it to show you a few pictures from that phase of my life.
I want to know what you think I was dressing like in 2016.
Okay, well, I was dressing like maybe an older version of you in 2016. Okay. It was very like, I would wear skinny jeans with like black jeans and like a rip in the knee.
I was gonna
and
say,
then like
a hole.
A Vans black t-shirt.
Obviously, skater girls. Uh-huh. Did you ever skateboard?
No.
Yeah,
but
likewise.
My girlfriend at the time did.
Got it.
And she dressed a little bit like you as well.
I feel bad that I was influencing a generation to wear those clothing. Like,
no.
the skater girl look when you're not a skater is just really not a vibe. But
it wasn't the best like phase of my life. But
could
hey
be.
It looked like, I have this one video I'll show you when we finish this because it's the worst thing you'll ever see in your life. It was like my friend's like school project, and mm-hmm. she was doing it on like queer relationships, and I was dressed exactly like you.
Yes.
And I did this whole like skit with my best friend where we were like lovers that were like weren't allowed to be together, and like we kiss at the end, and I was like, at the time I was so proud of it. I was like, yeah.
Is this in high school?
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, you're 23.
Yeah.
I'm 32. I feel like that's such a big difference between like your queer experience and my coming out experience. Like, you're in such a cooler generation of acceptance than I ever was.
Yeah, true.
Did it feel that way? I mean, the fact that I wouldn't have even mentioned that I knew of gay people in high school. I'd be like, what? No. I've never even heard of that. You could be gay. Didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I was behind the times.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know what the word bisexual was until I was like maybe 10 or 12.
Okay.
And then I remember when I learned and I was like, what is that?
Hey, that could be me.
Yeah, and like it was not, you would have struggled to like be gay at my school.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you from like, where are you from?
I'm from Sussex in the UK, which is like an hour outside of London.
Okay.
Like central,
is it like
London?
Suburby, or is it like country?
Like, it's like every small place in the UK is the same.
Okay.
It's just like the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't know. It's not a sub. Maybe it's a suburb.
Do you know what a suburb is? Do we know what a suburb is?
No.
Yeah, I don't even know how to like any, like, it's like a tiny town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like neighborhoods.
Yeah.
A lot of schools.
Yeah.
Kids, parents, families.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. But was it, is it like cool there or like open minded or? It's weird because I feel like if I was talking to an American person, I'd be like, so are they Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, okay. Our equivalent is like, well, it's like left and right wing. Left is like slightly better.
Yeah.
Right is worse. I think.
Very easy description. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a mix. Like the place I went to school, there was like three towns that went to this one school.
Okay.
And every single town was on a completely different vibe.
Really?
It was really weird, yeah. Even though they were all, like, within half an hour of each other. The town I came from was very, like, they would vote for, like, the Green Party. Which is, like, not even some, like, a major running party. It's,
got
like,
it.
The ones that want to, like, save the trees.
Like, independent. We have similar. Yeah.
And then the others were less inclined to do so. But I think it was just, like, I don't know. It was still, like, the word lesbian was, like, a dirty word.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
It was a complete insult. And, like, I didn't know any gay people until, I think I was the only gay person in my year? Maybe.
That's crazy that you even were out at all to me.
Yeah. Well, I only came out when I was 16. But that's still pretty young.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 16, I was secretly making out with a girl. So I was like halfway there, but very secretly, like very, no one was ever going to hear about that.
Right.
Were you like, did you have a girlfriend?
I did, yeah.
When you were 16?
Yeah, but it was also very secret. Got it. It's not a great situation.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic vibe?
It was, like, it's the one ex that I, like, don't speak about.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've never, like even done, like, a story time from that relationship because it's, like, so fucked. But, yeah, I was dating her, but it was a complete secret. And it was very, like, bad and shameful. And then I dated my second girlfriend when I was, like, 17. And we were out. So that was kind of fun. That was like completely different
than the shameful vibe.
Yeah.
I feel like I had the girl I talked about, my 16-year-old girl, I never talked about her either for like a really long time. I would like allude to it, but I wouldn't really talk that much about it. And then she went on a podcast and talked. She's really religious and is straight now. But she went on a podcast and talked about codependent friendships and said that, like, she had one codependent friendship that turned physical, which was ours, obviously. And then she's like, and then I found out she had two more after that. And then she's, like, on this podcast talking about how you can find Jesus and leave behind codependent friendships. I'm like,
by codependent friendships, did she mean your lesbian relationship?
Yes. Yes, I'm like, lovely. That's not giving friendship to me, but okay. But yeah, once she started talking about that more publicly, and she like fully was like, I, what did she say? She like dabbled in homosexual sin. So now I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to protect you completely because you're like kind of said it. But before that, I was always really like cautious to talk about it because I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to blow up someone's whole life. And she's the only person I ever dated not being a public person. You know what I mean?
Like, so still no one knows who she is?
No.
Oh, good.
No. But everyone I dated since then, I was always, like, posting online. So I feel like a little bit you knew what you were signing up for dating me. Like, I'm a public person and I talk about stuff. But it's weirder, like, retroactively, like, to talk about someone who never knew I was going to be, like,
doing this. 100%. You know? Yeah.
Like, that must be weird for you, too. Because you, like, blew up on social media fast.
I mean,
right?
I don't know.
But I feel like you did. Like, when did you start posting?
Properly, like actually, I think like early 2022, like January maybe.
That's crazy. And now you're signed with Alex Cooper's podcast network. Like, that's
living in her back garden.
That's crazy. That's like 2 years. That's insane.
Is that 2 years? Yeah.
That's really wild.
Yeah.
So, and that must be so weird for the people who dated you before that to be like, oh my God, is she going to talk about me?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they think about it because I don't speak to any of them. But I don't know. Like, I've never, there's one ex that was just like the craziest person I've ever met in my life. So I talk about her a lot because I can't not. Like,
she has to be talked about.
She also, like, when I started posting, she, like, I was still healing from the shit that she pulled. So I was like talking about it a lot, and I've done a couple podcast episodes even like recently just like alluding to it, and we've never spoken about
like
it.
How, what is she thinking somewhere? Do you think she consumes it?
I have no idea. I really don't know. But like, I actually reached out to her like maybe like a year ago now when things kind of started to happen for me, and I was like, ooh, I don't know how she feels about this, because I do talk about her, but I never like say the color of her hair or like,
yeah, like
sometimes I use like gender neutral pronouns just so people don't ever go looking for her, because I don't want that, even though I like don't like her. I'm like, I don't want to ruin your life. So I reached out to her and I was like, hey, do you want to grab coffee? And like, I just wanted to hear how she felt and like give her a chance to be like, can you not talk about this? And like, whatever, if you don't want me to, I won't. And she
didn't respond.
No, she did. She said no, and then she said yes, and then I said no. Because I was like, no, you lost your fucking chance, bitch. I was like, I had like a 10-minute spur of empathy for her. She said no, and then she said yes, and I was like, never mind. And then I think I reached back out and I was like, actually, yeah, come.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
And then we just never did it. So I don't know. And now we don't speak again.
Okay. Well, if that's any indicator of what your relationship was like, I'm like stressed out for you.
Thanks.
It seems like probably you shouldn't talk. Yeah. But it is like it's strange with social media in general. Also, like, that anyone could go on and do a story time at any time. Like, you don't even have to have a following, like any following, and you could just go on TikTok and tell a story.
Oh yeah, and it'll probably get millions of views.
It's crazy.
Like that Risa Tisa lady.
Yes. Who the fuck did I marry?
Yeah.
Literally. I'm like, whoa, anyone can just like, that's crazy. The barrier to entry social media now is like There is none. Because everyone has a phone.
Like, yeah.
Who doesn't have a smartphone? Exactly. Versus when I was starting and doing YouTube stuff, it was so much more, like, you really had to care enough to be, like, buying a computer, like, editing your videos and then posting right. them. Like, it's just, like, a different vibe in general.
Well, the algorithm's so different. I feel like when that's the main social media channel, like, you have to put effort into it. Because, mm-hmm. like, TikTok, it'll just get picked up.
Yeah.
If it's the right content.
Mm-hmm.
But not YouTube in the same way.
No. And now YouTube is, like... I just feel like everyone's attention span has gotten so short, but then at the same time, everyone is starting a podcast, so I'm a little confused.
I'm a little confused at how podcasts are thriving as well as they are.
Me too, me too. Before I started mine, I was like, I don't think I deserve to have one because I don't listen to them.
I felt the same way.
But now I do listen to them because I'm like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Like, how are you guys filling an hour? What are you saying?
Yeah,
I have to watch. But it is like fun. It is, I get the appeal of a podcast just because it's so, like, conversational. I feel like some people just feel like they're, especially when it's, like, two people, I feel like you feel like you're a part of a conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like listening to them, especially if I'm, like, working out. I'll always, like, put a funny one on. But, yeah, it did take me a while to come around to the podcasting thing.
Right? Also, I'm like, I'm not funny, so I don't listen to mine and, like, giggle. So, and I like...
I find you funny.
Yes, thank you so much. I like am cringing the fuck out every time I'm editing them. I'm like, oh, why did I say that like that? Or why did I do that like that? But you start to get desensitized, I feel like.
When I used to not do social media and like I would hear a video clip of my voice, mm-hmm. I would like want to literally die.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I don't, no, it you doesn't literally, cringe me out at
you
all.
You can't like care anymore. Mm-mm. It becomes so, I feel like so many people have, I don't know if people ever said this to you, but people used to be like, what gave you like the bravery to post? Like yeah. a lot of people are scared to post ever on social media.
Yeah.
Mine was, I didn't think anyone was ever going to find it. So I was like, there was no bravery. I was like secret. But I don't know. Now it's like you do it so many times. You're just like, I don't even like believe that it's me sometimes.
I know what you mean.
Like I'll watch back and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'll see like an edit on Twitter or something. And I'm like, it takes a second for it to even register in my brain that I'm watching myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably can't be healthy.
Fuck
that's
it.
For our future selves to deal with. I mean, I've already been online now for like 10 years, which is crazy. Wow. You've been too?
Yeah.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
It's fun. So, okay, we talked about relationships on here. Queer relationships specifically, I mm-hmm. guess. But do you feel like... I know I watched your podcast episode you did. I think it was your first episode. You talked about sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
And you talked about like the fear of like changing labels and how there yeah. can be like some stigma around that. I feel like that's so true. And I feel like it's weird because we give so much grace to people who come out later in life, like mm-hmm. go from being straight to being gay. We're like, oh, my God, you're so brave. But mm-hmm. if there's any opposite of that, I feel like there is some stigma and backlash. And I feel like everyone's like, it's, you're more likely to be met with, I don't know, not hate because that's too intense, but, you know,
something
disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, my God, we lost another one. And it's like, I don't know. It's not fair. I feel like we should be as accepting as like of queer people who date heteronormatively as we are of queer people who date homo,
something
homo,
like that.
Whatever. Anyway. I really know what I'm talking about over here. But you were like out as a lesbian. Did you identify as a lesbian when you were younger?
Yes. I had nothing to like show me otherwise.
Yeah.
Like I had only dated girls and I like didn't, like men didn't like exist to me for like a very long time.
Fair.
Cause like I just assumed I was straight until it was very clear to me one day I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, questioning it for ages, and I just never liked boys. Like I only saw girls, and I was like so in love with this one girl that like I didn't care about anybody else, like mm-hmm. not even other girls. And it just like went on like that for years, and then it just made no sense to me that I would even be bi. I was like, no, I like, haven't even spoke to a guy in like 6 years. What am I doing? And then yeah, it came like a fucking shock because I was always the person that was like, I can't say one thing and then go back.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up. You should be able to do that.
No, it should be so much more fluid. Like,
yeah.
Although I think if I came out as straight or bi tomorrow, people might be like, what the fuck? But even I could do it if I wanted to.
Yeah, no. Of course. But it's, I don't know. For me, I was also like, I never wanted to tell my parents something and have them maybe be like, this is a phase, or mm-hmm. you're gonna figure something else out, and then have to prove them right. Like mm-hmm. that was gonna piss me the fuck off. And ironically, that's exactly what I did. I had been like, obviously I actually had my first girlfriend when I was 15 mm-hmm. and, or my first like whatever when I was 15. And from that point, I pretty much thought I was queer, like gay, like a full on lesbian. And I was like, I'm never gonna tell my parents because what if I'm not? And it was like my biggest fear. My mum ended up finding out, whatever, but I didn't tell my dad. I never told him. I told my dad that I like girls when I was 22 years old.
What?
Wait, no, I was 21. I was about to turn 22.
That's a long time into you liking girls also, because you started at 15.
Terrified. And yeah. he was starting to be like, has this bitch never had a relationship? Meanwhile, I've gone through 4 heartbreaks.
That's so like, sad.
I had never, like, I think he knew. Well, he told me later. He was like, yeah, bitch, like, duh. And then I told him, I was like, hey, like, you've probably noticed I don't like boys. Tell me why I met my boyfriend. Like, three months after, I was like, of course. Like, I feel like that, like, universe, like, needed me to, like, take that step to be like, ahaha.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I wonder if there's anything to say about the fact that you were even scared that that label might change. That, like, you maybe knew a little bit.
I think so. Right. I think I was, like, really... Because I'm a physical learner. Like, I can't, like, strategize. Like, I can't just think my way into, like, an answer. And I really had never, like, had that kind of an experience.
Yeah.
So I was, like, I don't feel like I personally can be sure until, like, I've had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's got to be something. Because I don't feel like when I was coming out, that wasn't, like, a fear I had, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, fuck.
It's obviously, like, and it's the same thing I tell my straight friends. Like, if you're scared that you like girls, like, straight people tend not to, like, worry about it. Yeah. And I should have just, like, applied that to my own life and been like, the reason you're agonizing over, like, mm-hmm. what label you are is because it's not straightforward. Like, you're not one thing or the other, you know? So, but I was just, it's hard to see, like, logic when you're in it and you're,
oh my God, 100%.
Experiencing it.
Also, when you're 21, 22, like, that's really young.
I know. I think I'm appreciating that more now. I'm like, I felt like I should have had everything figured out, but, like, what the fuck?
No.
Why would you?
Just because you had experiences younger, too, I feel like maybe you thought you should know more, but it's like, you shouldn't.
No.
No one should. Also, like, everything is so much more fluid now than... I feel like there's so much power in a label of just, like, making you know who your community is, but there's also, like, it can get so toxic if you let it control the narrative of your life. Like, you're like, oh, I have to be a lesbian. I have to wear these clothes, do these things. It's like, none of this is really that deep anymore.
Yeah.
But it really was deep.
It was so, oh my God. Deep. I wish that I could, like, speak with, like, 16-year-old me because, mm-hmm. like, the amount of shit that was in her head about, like, even just, like, the fact that I used to dress exactly like you. Like, that's so, like, and because I was, like, the only queer one in my group of friends, like, that kind of gave me, like, a persona to fit into, and they always used to say things about it, and, like, I was, like, the lesbian, and it was, like, in every aspect, like, any party we went
to. It's literally your identity.
Yeah, like, they would introduce me as their gay friend or their lesbian friend. Or, like, they'd be like, hi, this is Madeline, like... she's lesbian. I'd be like, I was not stoked.
Like, I know, what if I'm not a lesbian, you guys? Could change. That's crazy that you met your boyfriend 3 months after you came out to your dad.
It was something like that, yeah.
But, like, quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course. Do you feel like... coming out, like, do you feel like dating men after then makes, do you feel like people don't think you're as queer that you're when you're in, like, a straight relationship?
Yes, but I get it because when I was, like, struggling to accept the fact that I even liked girls, and, like, I would look at bisexual people and I would just be, like, jealous of them, and it doesn't make them less queer, but I was like, I'm jealous of the fact that you can mm-hmm. have a boyfriend and a husband. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was all I wanted. So I was like, we're not the same. Like, we are the same, but you have something I want and I physically cannot obtain. And it's not fair. So now that I'm, like, in a position where I'm like, okay, now I know I could have this experience and, like, have this walk of life, I do feel different about it. But it doesn't make you less queer.
No,
because that part of your life is still 100% intact. Mm-hmm. But it's just like a different life experience.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Also, like, just being around, like, dating men. I don't even know, obviously, because it's been years. But like, then you're also probably in more heteronormative like spaces too, because you have a boyfriend who has guy friends who have probably girlfriends, yeah, who have, you know what I mean?
It's so fucking weird. It's so different.
It's different. It's
really weird. And like, people have to fill me in on like, no, this should make you concerned, or like, this should make you jealous, or like, this shouldn't fly. I'm like, why? Because like, my ex-girlfriend, like, you're never gonna tell your girlfriend she can't have like female friends.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? And like, they can have sleepovers and like, yeah, they can be naked together. Like, I don't know. Like,
they can kiss. I don't know.
She's just worse than sex and go on dates. No. But like, you know, it's so different.
It
and
is. I'm like, the lines are way more blurry, mm-hmm, in like a queer relationship, just between friendships in general, like, and what friends you share with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole thing is different.
Like, I can't even imagine.
I'm learning.
Yeah. I'm like stressed out for you. But
yeah,
also sounds, I don't know, I think I'm high, a part of me is envious also, especially going through like breakups and multiple big breakups within queer relationships, because you do inevitably like kind of lose friends every time.
Oh my god.
Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm, things get so mushed together, mm-hmm, and it's kind of impossible, even in the healthiest, best breakup ever. It's like, I don't really want to hang out with my ex-girlfriend that much.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think she would want to hang out with me, you know? Mm. So it's like, things get fucked up like that. And then you watch like a straight couple break up, and it's like, obviously the girls are taking the girls and the guys are taking the guys. Mm-hmm. Or it's very clear which friend is which friend.
Yeah.
And no one would ever be like, hey, we invited so-and-so. Because you wouldn't do that. But
no,
with queer friend groups, you're like, of course, you have, that's your friend too.
Yeah.
We're all friends. And then you're like, but this is a miserable experience.
Yeah.
Like, this has happened to me recently. Can you tell me?
I don't miss that, I'll be honest.
No.
But it's nice because, like, I like that everyone knows each other.
I
but
know.
Also, everyone knows each other.
It's fun when it's fun, and it's, yeah, terrible when it's terrible. You're like,
yeah,
I would love some separation, actually, mm-hmm, now.
Yeah, but some boundaries, perhaps. No. But no, you don't get that.
No, I've never even heard of them before. I wanted to ask you, do you feel, even though now you're kind of in a straighter world right this second, but do you feel like the queer scene in UK is different than here? Have you ever really been that immersed in it, do you feel?
I haven't been immersed in the queer scene here.
Yeah.
Well, I've barely ever been here.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know, I need to check it out. But like, I don't know.
I wonder if it's universal. People who were asking me were saying it is really different. But I know the influencer world is really different here versus,
yeah,
the UK. Do you feel that way?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
I don't partake in either of them.
But you really do. You are like, you're like full influencer now, I feel.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I necessarily am in those social circles.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's, I don't feel like it's such a life experience for me, which I kind of want to do more of it and just like check it out. But I don't know. It's definitely, I don't enjoy the London one. That's for sure. Like,
really?
I went out a couple times when I started doing everything else, and then I was like, absolutely fucking not. I'm never going out again.
Well, the thing that I always thought was weird when I was friends with, you know Rose and Rosie?
I fucking love Rose and Rosie.
Me too. I love them so much. They used to talk to me about the UK like influencer scene and how they're almost like treated like traditional talent, like traditional celebrities there, because in LA, influencers definitely feel like influencers, like they're like a sub tier of like,
right,
A-list Hollywood. But that's because we're in Hollywood, so
right,
if you're going to an event, like there's a chance that Billie Eilish and Jacob Elordi and like real like A-list talent will be there, versus they were saying in the UK it's a much smaller,
yeah,
just like a scene of even like the celebrities that you guys have there.
That's definitely true, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So then influencers are almost like A-list celebrities.
Right. I don't know. Like, I've never dabbled enough to, like, really understand, just because I'm bad at that stuff. But, like, it's, like, influencers have their own space here.
Yeah.
Whereas,
definitely,
yeah, in London, it's not.
Kind of,
it's
more kind of like a mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's in one place. Mm-hmm. Just shoved in.
Because it's just smaller in general too, I feel.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Right?
And like anyone that becomes successful like in the acting world, the music world, they leave. Yeah. No one stays.
Yeah, that's so true. So, they're here.
They're here.
They're literally here. Yeah. I know.
There's no point really staying in London unless you love the rain.
I kind of love the rain.
Do you really?
I know, which makes no sense because I'm here, but
yeah. It's been raining a lot here though.
I know. It's been crazy. It rained more this year than it has in like the last 2 years already.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's only April?
Yeah.
Cute.
Fun fact about the weather. I saw that on TikTok. Might not be true. Honestly. Yeah. I will say anything I see from TikTok, like it is
a fact.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously. And unless you're gonna double check, like that's your problem now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I told you
I'm
what I knew.
Repeat the same misinformation.
Exactly. And that's how that works. Do you believe in marriage?
Believe in it?
Yeah, like do you think you'll get married?
I don't give a fuck about it personally.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't.
You don't want kids. Do you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. Like I know that I have a big like maternal bone, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I want my own kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I spent from age 15 to 22 just thinking that I was only ever going to be with women, I became very attuned to the idea that I may not have my own kids or like would have to go about it some other way. And I never really loved the idea of IVF. I don't know why. I just like I read about it and I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't know why. I was just like, if I'm in this position, I would rather, like, I've always thought I would get old and like gain a load of money and life experience and then foster. And then it's like you help someone but it's also less commitment.
Yeah.
But you actually have the facilities to like do something.
So true.
I don't know if I want my own kids.
Like, I mean, you're also 23, so.
Also, I'm 23.
You have all the time in the world to figure it out.
I want to do the selfish thing and just see what it would look like.
Yeah.
Duh.
Fair.
But
I feel like we have AI for that though too.
When I broke up with my ex, it was so traumatic and I was like spiraling. And my best friend was like so worried about me. She was like, why don't you just do something fucking selfish and reach out to her ex? Because you need someone that's gone through the same thing.
True.
And her ex and me, we didn't have like the best relationship. Like that was
like
shadiness. And yeah, it was just like a weird situation. And I was like, fuck it. Like I actually have nothing to lose. And so I messaged her and she was like, I so hear you, come hang out with me and my girlfriend and our friends and like just come. So I went and I hung out with them and like they were in this big queer friend group and it was like the best experience and we're still friends to this day.
Shut up.
And
did it like validate your like feelings of
yes, and just seeing someone that had like got through her, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like live.
Yeah.
And someone that would like believe me, because like the biggest thing was like no one believed me. Everyone was like, she would never have done this, and I was like, oh, she would have.
Yeah.
Like, yes, she fuck. And everyone was like, no, you're crazy. Like everyone told me I was crazy. Ugh. And I was like, guys, she's evil. You don't understand. And everyone like no one believed me, and I was like, okay,
what's
fuck,
like
fuck you guys?
What's like something evil she would do?
She like I hate talking shit about her because I genuinely just think that she is struggling, like
yeah
but she, I've just never experienced someone like her. Like she was so, it was like having a kid. Have you ever been in that kind of relate where like you're the sole caretaker?
Yeah. I know what you mean. 100%.
Yeah. And it was just crazy. Like the manipulation was on like another level and I was so in it, like I couldn't. And when I got out, I was like, no one's gonna believe me because she's so good at this. Ugh. Like she's got everyone like wrapped around her pinky finger. And I tried to tell people like, she did this to me and she did this to me and this is why I broke up with her. And then she went around like telling people she's like, because of the fact that I broke up with her, mm-hmm. she was like, now I'm really depressed and now I'm gonna like hurt myself. And everyone was like, you're evil because look what you did to her. And I'm like,
You don't just break up with someone out of nowhere, by the way. What?
And it was just like this crazy spiral of like, what is going, why are you saying this stuff? Like, I don't understand. And no one believed me. It was like the craziest. I actually do like in hindsight think people did believe me and just didn't care. And that's fine, you know, whatever.
That sucks. Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse.
I don't know either. But it's like rationally, I look back and I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's like no way people didn't see what was going on there.
Yeah.
And like,
but also you were young too, right? I feel like we have some mentality when we're younger that like relationships should be that crazy.
Yeah.
Like love is crazy. You should be miserable all the time.
Yeah. Like the whole like when's like the emotional intensity I feel like is a lot more normal in mm-hmm. queer relationships.
Yeah.
Like it's not like even now I see the same trope of like you haul lesbians and like everything moves so quickly and I hate it because I'm like, guys, it's not healthy. Like
it's not healthy.
No
it's
one so... should ever be saying I love you within
yeah.
Even a year, maybe like let alone a 1 week.
I'm like, what is she gonna say? No. It is it's so hard, I feel like it's so hard with lesbian relationships to be able to tell the difference between love bombing and like U-hauling and what is like what's happening organically and what is just like an overwhelming connection. Also two women together, I feel like there's like a safety there that you don't get
yeah.
with men. Maybe it's so hard for me to ever talk about anything relating to men because I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I've not met one. I don't talk to any. So
good for you.
No, I have one friend and he's bi, so you know,
close enough.
Yeah, I think I talked about him in my last episode too. I'm glad they're doing some like gardening over there.
Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully you won't hear it.
Yeah, but no, you're right, like it's hard, like because you're so like you wouldn't ever have like a qualm about becoming friends with a girl super quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And girls do that, like yeah. you meet in a bathroom at a party and you're best friends and like me.
Totally.
And it's so easy, and then you're on a date with one, and like the last date I went on with a girl, we spent like 3 days together.
Classic.
Yeah, like and that was happens. Just like normal. I don't know, I posted a TikTok about that one.
Okay.
And it was like I was still living at university, and it was like when that it was like such a micro trend. It was like red flags in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I panned around, it was like the girl who hasn't left for like 3 days, and it was like one of my first TikToks that ever like got views, and of I was course. Like kind of embarrassed because she saw it, and I was like oh. Whoops.
Oh.
But yeah, she was insane. We met, went for dinner, and then she stayed over. All was good. All was well. And then the next day, I was kind of like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Nope. She was like, I have to go home. Do you want to come with me? I was like, no, not really. And she was like, no, please, 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 please come with me. I was like, okay. We drove like an hour and a half to her home. I met her mom.
What?
I went into her family home.
What?
Uh-huh. And then she came back with me to my flat.
Were you prepared for that?
No.
Okay.
And like, I'm just really bad at like letting it be known, like, hey, get the fuck out my house. Like, I can't. If I hint to you and you don't get it, I guess we're just gonna hang out a little bit longer.
Literally me. I'm like, I guess. Are you moving in?
Yeah.
You can stay. You can stay. If I like give, if I tell anyone anything about my feelings and I feel like they didn't catch it, I'm like, never trying that again.
Yeah, same. It's hard.
It's so hard.
I really need someone that's like emotionally intelligent because I won't say it twice.
Yeah, no, same. One of the things I loved most about being in a long distance relationship, because I was in one for a while, was the balance of life, where there was like I was almost forced to be really present in my own life because yeah. she wasn't there. And then when we were together, we were forced to be really present with each other. So there's mm-hmm. like kind of something beautiful about a long distance relationship. Although I think the toxic part is then you can also like have rose colored glasses and envision that That's person true. To be whoever you want them to be, you know, when they're That's not around true. It's just like you are this perfect beautiful person, and then
yeah.
then sometimes when you get together and you're together for a long time, you're like, oh my god, I forgot you do that thing that annoys me, and you yeah. do that thing that annoys me. You do that
That's
thing.
True, but it is nice like coming together and like you know you've got a set amount of time, so you mm-hmm. really like treasure it.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it helps you appreciate it in its own little, and it's like makes it really intense too.
Yeah, it's like, but you also run the risk of like staying in that like honeymoon phase for way too long, and mm-hmm. then you're 3 years deep and you're like, I don't like you. You've just moved in, and actually like
I don't even know you actually.
Yeah, like I'm even my best friend is long distance, and we always have been like since we were like 12. We met online, mm-hmm. but she lives near me, but not near enough to like see her every
yeah.
week. And we like lived together for the first time 2 years ago.
How did that go?
I love her. Like I would never live with her again.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, like I really did not know this about you.
I know,
like just the way you are.
it's just something about who you are.
Yeah.
kind of bothering me. That is scary about relationships too, like actual romantic relationships. But I feel like that even if you're around someone, I don't, have you ever lived with a partner?
Yes.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend. We did a little bit of lockdown together.
Oh, I've done that before.
That was bad.
Yeah, that's the last time I lived with a partner too.
Would you do it again? Ever?
Well, after the first, I lived with my first girlfriend and I thought to myself, like, it felt like it really streamlined that relationship, like made the pace of it way faster. Right. Because we were young. I was probably your age. I just felt like it, maybe that relationship would have worked better if we hadn't had to live together. But we lived together for, like, we had to live together because, right, like, money and travel, like, we didn't have enough money to not live together. So after that, I just told myself, if I can afford not to live with a partner, I'm not going to, for as long as possible.
Fair enough.
For as long as possible. And then, yeah, and then COVID, I had to for a second, but that was technically my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Which is even worse, I would say, than living with your partner. Did you like
it? Oh, she was your ex when you lived together? Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
The whole
time.
That's
so gay.
That's so gay. It was so gay. I mean, it was fine. It was like exactly the Julia Michaels and JP Sachs song. Like, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
Oh.
It was,
oh,
just
God.
That in real life, oh, happening. God. And we did. We came over. But did you like the experience at all? Like, were there any pluses to it? Or did you just hate living together?
I hated it.
Got it.
I hope she doesn't watch this. I don't I don't know if she watches you. One of my exes does. Hey.
Hey.
Miss you. But no, I didn't enjoy it because she was unemployed.
Mm.
And I was a key worker through most of the pandemic, or like through the part where it hit, and like a year after.
What were you doing?
I worked in like a little farm.
Cute.
Yeah. And so I would like go to work and my shifts were like 10 hours and I would come back and she would just be there. Always.
Nowhere to go, really.
No. And we were living in like, she had like a pretty rich family. And so they had like their main family house. And then they had a couple like little buildings on their property that we made into like a little house. So we were living with her family, but we were like separate from them because I was a worker and her mom was like unwell.
Yeah. That's difficult. Mm-mm.
It wasn't my favorite thing in the world. And just like, I was too young as well,
yeah,
to like know how to do that. And we didn't have like, our kitchen was like it didn't function. And like, there was like rat piss everywhere. And
no.
It was like romantic. Like we
like it was rat piss everywhere. It was like followed by run it was down. Romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was a nice, like I look back and I'm like, oh, it was sweet. Like we had like, she had like 20 cats and like we just like had a little porch and like she lived in the countryside. Like it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But
wouldn't do it again.
Oh.
But would you live with a partner again? Obviously at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
But like in a house with more than like one room.
Yeah.
That's ideally.
Same.
Yeah. And like also now doing the work I do, I don't know. Like I would need a lot more space.
Yeah. It is so bizarre because you really, if you work from home, I mean, do we even work from, what do we do?
I don't know.
How do we do this?
I don't know.
It's so confusing. But yeah, you definitely need your own personal space. I've learned over the years. But yeah, yeah. Also, I don't know. Like, I also don't know, when do I even want to live with a partner? Because I feel like I'd want to live with a partner before I married a partner.
Yeah, you got to try it.
Yeah. But I also feel like, being gay, you end up having so many sleepovers anyway. I'm like, I can pretty much picture what this would be like, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I've had relationships where we don't live together, but like we might as well.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Especially like flip-flopping back and forth. Do you feel like you typically like to stay at your house or do you like to stay at your partner's house?
This is like my biggest toxic trait. I love staying at someone else's
really?
House to the point, if they don't have like a life that I can go and like walk. You know, when, mm-hmm. like I've had relationships where we're in my world, mm-hmm. and I've had relationships where I'm in their world.
Yep.
I way prefer the ones where I'm in their
really?
World.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. And now I'm learning to manage it and be like, hey, like I actually have a life and a job and I need to like continue living mine. Mm-hmm. But I love when they have a world I can go into. I feel that's so much more involved and like.
So interesting. I wonder why. I feel like I'm the opposite.
Really?
I feel like I have a world and I like my world. Well, I guess I think I'm getting better. Am I? I like to be both. I just think that the one thing that I really, really hope happens in my future is keeping my worlds like a little bit separate. Mm. Like having crossover, but never having everything a mesh together again. Because I've done it multiple times and it never goes well. Every time I'm like, what the fuck? Why did that happen again? But it's just so hard. I think, but I, it's nice to like go be like a side character rather than like the main character when you're bringing someone around your friends and stuff and you have to be the one that's like, do, 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 do. It's like being the host of a podcast versus being a guest of a podcast.
You're just hosting all the time. Yeah,
I'd like to guest, please.
Yeah. I know, it's like, it's, I don't know why it's so hard to find balance, like, between two worlds.
It's so, I feel like it, the older you get, too, it gets, I don't know if it's getting easier or harder, because now I have way more of, like, a life, you know, at 32 than at 23. Like, my life was very, like, chaotic, and now I've, like, had some of the same friends for, like, 10 years, you know, versus, I don't know, I feel like when I was 23, I was, my friend group was changing all the time.
Right.
Do you feel that way, your friend group? Or is it the same?
I'm very consistent. But perfect. I'm trying to meet new people. But my core friends have been the same for as long as I can remember. Yeah.
If you were in any world ever to move to LA, who do you think you would, like, hang out with?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm panicking.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is why I'm going to Coachella to, like, meet people.
Really?
I hate Coachella. Like, I don't.
Have you been before?
No, and I already know. I
feel like you could like it.
No.
Who are you going with?
My best friend, Millie, from Manchester in the UK.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if anyone from Manchester's even ever gone to Coachella. She may be the first.
First ever.
Actually, she's from Sheffield, but, which is worse. But
sorry, Millie.
But then, yeah, we're going with guests.
Okay.
So we'll have, like, the house, and it'll be, like, pleasant.
Yeah.
But I'm really just going to, like, meet people. I don't enjoy heat or live music or walking or having to wear outfits or...
Oh, my God, you're going to love Coachella. That's everything you just said. I'm like, I'm worried about you. You can definitely make friends, though.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
And Millie is, like, so social. We used to... When we were younger, she's straight as they come, which is crazy to me.
Millie sounds like a straight girl name.
I know.
Doesn't it?
It is.
So sweet.
She would hate that.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, it does. Like, she is... Actually... Maybe she's going to get offended by this. Is she? No, she is. I think we've been through this 100 times, but...
You don't have to stay any one way. Yeah, anyone.
Millie, we'll accept you.
You can change tomorrow. We'll accept you in this group. Don't worry.
She and I used to obsessively watch Rose and Rosie. And I, like, introduced Charles, like, trying to, like, soft launch the fact that I like girls.
That's so cute.
Like, look at these people. They're really funny. And she loved them. And we still, like, whenever we, like, hang out in person, we'll, like, get together and watch their old videos from when they were, like, first dating.
They, like, filmed their second date ever. They're crazy.
They did, didn't they? Was it the one where they were, like, on the floor?
I think they're, like, on the side of a bed or something. Or maybe it is the floor.
They've got, like, a blue wall or
something. The lighting is really bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to rewatch it.
Oh, my God. There's certain videos on YouTube that I've watched probably, like, 500 times.
Comfort videos, for sure.
Yeah. You had one that was mine. I used to listen to it as if it was on, like, fucking Spotify.
What,
like,
is it?
Like, on repeat. It was the Letter to You one. Do you not like that video?
No, I do like it.
Oh,
I
my God.
Like
that video used to fuck me up. I would literally sit there and sob.
That's so sweet. No, I still like that video. But I think it's just hard. I look so little when I watch it.
You do. Because I rewatched it before coming on the podcast. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
But that was also the era of clothing where I was like...
Yeah, it's definitely the era of clothing. I've got my ripped jeans and my... I mean, not that much has changed, honestly. I'm not evolving, like,
the jeans got baggier.
Yeah, they're looser.
Sleeves.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. I fucking love Rose and Rosie. Okay, wait, back to Coachella. I need to process you going somewhere where you're going to be miserable the whole time. Mm-hmm. What do you get to wear? Guests?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to, like, Revolve Fest or any of those things?
I think so.
That seems fun.
Yeah. I haven't been drunk in the longest time because I tried to stop drinking. And so I'm excited to just, like, go crazy and let loose and be stupid.
It's, like, hard to even get drunk at Coachella because it's so hot that you're sweating. But you will. You will. Don't take that.
You're, I'll, like, find a way.
Yeah, you will be fine. I really wanted to go to Coachella this year.
Why aren't you going?
Well, I'm going to Canada now instead. Oh. Do you know my friend Vanessa? She was in some of those pictures. She's, like, I don't know. My friend is opening for Noah Kahan on tour. Cool. Do you know Jensen McRae? She's, like, a TikToker.
Maybe.
She sings that song that's, like, about Massachusetts. And her favorite Batman is Christian Bale because... That was the worst explanation ever. Anyway, she's opening for Noah Kahan, and my friend Kevin is playing guitar.
That's so cool.
I feel like that will be...
That's way fucking better than Coachella.
Yeah. It'll be better than Coachella. Oh. But I feel like you will make friends there. Are you looking for, like, gay friends? Straight friends?
Anything at this point.
Like, influencer friends?
Anything.
Okay.
Would be appreciated. I just, like... Yeah, like, I love being alone. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time, but that I have my limits. And yeah. I have been alone for, like, 3 weeks. And I'm like, I'm going to go fucking insane. Like, yeah. Full transparency, you're getting a weird version of me right now because I did not sleep last night. Got to the point where I'm just like, I feel more at night and I have to stay up and, like, do witchcraft. And so I was up all night and I'm on, like, my second Celsius of the day, and these things don't sit well with me. So I'm already, like...
Yeah, I know, Sam.
You have one too.
I know.
I'm so young.
Why is everyone drinking them all the time?
I don't know, because they're hard. Like, they make me feel like I'm hungover.
Oh, my God. They make my, like, face twitch when I talk to people and I'm like, can they see that?
Like, I feel like I'm, like, secretly drunk in public when I shouldn't be, but, like... I just, they give me a little bit of, I don't know, like they almost give me, like, the same level of confidence that being drunk does. I'm like, like, not at all, but, like, it makes me more, like, I want to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
As opposed to...
Not. Wait, what witchcraft are you doing? I need to know.
So, lately, I've been listening to the audiobook version of The Law of Attraction, mm-hmm. which is actually, like, I've read parts of the book, but the audiobook is scary. Have you ever listened to
it? No.
Because she's, like, channeling this spirit called Abraham the whole time, okay. and she's talking like him, and it's, like, a weird... So, I've been, like, getting back into my, like, little manifestation grind.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I've just been, like, sitting up, like, chanting things.
No.
It's, like, it's not pleasant. I was up all night.
What are we manifesting?
I don't, like, just like a feeling, like, okay. Nothing, like, I don't have any specifics at the moment. I'm just trying to get back into a place where I'm like, I feel good about myself. So I'm trying to, like, convince myself through lies.
Yeah. Through lies and witchcraft, yeah. that you feel good about yourself.
And the only way I can, like, get that emotional response is if I'm up really late. Like, it doesn't happen for me
really
during the day. Yeah, like, at night it's so exciting for me.
I feel like I get that a little bit. I always end up editing my podcast until, like, the second it comes out, which is at 3 a.m. Oh, but I feel God. Like I don't get good at editing until, like, 2:20 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, it needs to be up in, like, 5 seconds. But
why
I feel
do
like
do it at 3 a.m.? Like, why does it upload at that hour?
Oh, because it's 6 a.m. East Coast, and I'm trying to get people who are commuting to work.
Oh, clever. Interesting.
That's what I've been told to do.
Okay.
But I don't even know what time. Write that down. What time that is. Yeah, what time do you upload?
Midnight. Midnight LA time?
Perfect.
7 a.m. UK time.
So it's the same.
Yeah.
Kinda,
yeah. True.
Yeah. But you don't edit it? But did you used to?
Mm-hmm. I used to do everything myself, and now I have an editor who does it for me. But
does it make your life better?
Yeah. I still have to go through it and, like,
yeah.
pick out things I don't want. So I'm like, which we said earlier, like, that's the longest part. Like, going through and finding
part.
The timestamps, I'm like, ugh, life is so hard. Whereas if I'm just, like, sat on my laptop editing it and, like, cutting, I'm like...
Yeah, it's quicker.
And it's kind of fun. Like, once you get in it,
I know.
You're, like, in it.
That's so true. I listen to mine in 2x speed, so I literally listen to my voice, like, and I'm like, whoa, cut. Yeah. It's like a whole system now. Anyway, no one cares about that but us, probably. Okay. I'm jealous you're going to Coachella, and I hope that you make so many friends there. And if you want gay friends, you can be friends with... I have gay friends.
Oh, you can hang out with them.
You can have them.
Do you have a type when it comes to, like, mask femme?
Like, who I'm attracted to?
I mean, I feel like you like femmes, right?
Yeah. Just, like, girly girls. If I could find it, that's usually my type. Yeah.
Fair enough. They're pretty.
It makes it so much easier because there's, like, four of them that exist. Like, there's no barely any femme lesbians, I feel like.
You think?
Yeah. Do you think there's a lot?
I've never dated one. But they're my type. Yeah. Like,
hard
good
to find.
Point. Good point. Good point.
I feel like that's why also my last two people I've dated never dated a girl before.
Because they were so femme?
Yeah. And didn't know. The girl I'm dating now, I'll show you after this. But she's so girly.
I feel like a lot of, like, okay, one relationship I had when we got together, she was like very like neutral but probably more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we broke up,
not
that was a boy. Like, and I was like,
what happened?
I was so like, it's, I don't know, it, like, I didn't not like it.
No, but that definitely happens. I feel like I'm still feminine myself, but I've definitely, from the beginning of coming out to now, gotten way 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 less girly.
Do you think?
I just think I'm, like, feminine. Like, I like, if you, like, meet me, I'm so girl, I feel.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But my outfits and my clothing options, and then my hair got shorter. The hair is, everyone's, like, so obsessed with the length of my hair, I swear.
I love your hair.
That's so nice. People go back and forth. My DMs are crazy.
Really?
People will just, all the time. But it's, I've realized more and more, so many people identify with me, like, but, like, also, like, I am them, you know? They're not just like when people are wearing the exact same outfits as me or like cutting their hair like me or whatever. It's like because they want to be me. Like, they don't want to be my friend. They don't want to be.
Oh,
there's
get
like
that.
This like intense, like, people like are like really associate deep. Some people.
No, I see. I feel like if you're Shannon Beveridge fan. That is how you say Shannon Beveridge.
Wait. Where you both don't know how to say each other's name. Yes.
You go in.
I think there's just a moment where you're like, I can't even explain it. I just think I can see it so much when I cut my hair because it affects people so deeply. Like, where they're like, grow it back out. And I'm like, is that it's your own internalized homophobia. But it's like, because they're like thinking of their own hair. I swear to God. It's like, really? They don't even care. Why would anyone care about what color, what length my hair is?
But what do they think it changed? They think it made you more masculine?
Yeah.
Or?
I think they think it's like less feminine.
It's not.
I agree. Girly girls out here with short haircuts too.
Yeah. What the fuck? What?
Yeah. I don't know. It's its own thing.
I feel like long straight hair is almost.
Gayer.
Gayer. It's way gayer.
Literally, we call it gayer. Gay hair. Like, if you have like just perfectly straight hair and you wear it straight down and you wear a hat, or if it's in a ponytail all the time, that's gayer.
It is. That's such a good word.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, you can cut it or style it or do something. I mean, right now I'm going through a really intense hat phase. I'm very
like, you've always
I know. I have.
It's a 10-year long.
It's a long phase, so it's kind of half my life. No, I just go through like really intense phases where I like can't take my hat off. Like, I will literally be
what
in
are you
bed
hiding under the
nothing crazy.
Lice.
I'm like, you will never know. No, I don't know. It's like, it's literally, I think it's honestly like an OCD type thing.
Really?
Yeah. Cause, and I'll also get like wear the same outfit, exact same outfit, and I get like stuck. Like, I also have ADHD, so it's like I'll eat the same food.
Oh, same.
Every day for like until it's the grossest thing I've ever eaten in my life. That's me in my hat right now. We're in like a deep relationship.
The
with
same
each other.
One every day?
Different.
Okay.
They're rotating. Thank God. But I mean, there's only a few.
I love it.
I'm going to take it off soon. Soon. I need to go get my
She's
hair done.
Lying.
I'm lying. I've been saying that for 10 years, but no, I will take it off. What do you have anything to like look out for? Just your podcast? Like anything coming out?
No.
Okay. Weekly, your weekly podcast. Yeah. What day?
Mondays.
Okay. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. You can follow Madeline on all her socials, will be in the link below, and she posts her podcast every Monday, so check it out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing else to say.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Okay, come back sometime. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.